We are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now from 50 North is Craig Swenson. Good morning, Craig. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great.
Great, great. You know that today is, of course, it's April Fool's Day, but we've been talking all morning long that it's also National Fun Day.
Fun Day?
National Fun Day. So you can feel fun and, or you can have some fun and not feel like you're doing something wrong.
Perfect.
But every day is National Fun Day at 50 North.
Exactly. I was actually just going to say that. We've got many fun things at 50 North for people to do.
Yeah, we're coming into spring. April, of course, we've got some April showers on the way and such. But nevertheless, things will start greening up this month, and we can start doing probably a lot more outdoor activities and such. What about outdoors and indoors at 50 North? You've got probably things going on everywhere.
We do, and we're really excited for that. With the spring coming and the nice weather coming, that we can actually get out and be able to enjoy the weather and be able to have a lot of our groups start up that we've been really antsy to get going, especially during COVID and so forth. It was kind of really hard to have those groups. So we do have the Peddlers group that is coming up. That is our biking group that we have. Mm-hmm. They have an informational meeting coming up this Thursday, or next Thursday. It'll be at 10 o'clock. It's an informational meeting talking about the peddler groups, the in-town group that they have, and then the out-of-town group that they have each week, that they will be going to a different trail each week, different parts of Minnesota that mm-hmm. they'll be able to travel to and so forth, and have great rides. Another thing that they've been doing over the winter time frame, which I thought was fantastic, because winter, ice, snow, you don't want to be pedaling a bike and so mm-hmm. forth during that time frame. They've been walking, and they want to continue doing that walking group also. So we'll have actually three different groups. We have the in-town peddlers, we have the out-of-town peddlers, and then we'll have a walking group with them. And they'll be all talking about that again on April 6th at 10 o'clock at 50 North. So if you're interested, come to the informational meeting. We're very interested. We're very, very excited to get people out and engaged and being able to love the outdoors a little
yeah,
bit more.
Get some fresh air, you know, get a little exercise and fresh air. Do a body good after a long winter.
Oh, extremely, extremely.
What else do you have going on?
Well, another great one that we have coming outside is we have the pickleball group that's going to be starting on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It'll be 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weather inclement, if it's bad weather and so forth, we'll probably cancel it. Mm-hmm. We'll be down at the Riverside Park. It's for individuals, if they're pros, if they're novices, it's perfectly fine. They can come in and learn with me also. I may have been doing it for the last 3 years, but I will be honest, I am nowhere near the individuals at 50 North. How great they are with it.
Now, do you need to bring your own paddle? Or
you don't need to bring your own paddle. We actually have a few paddles that individuals can you know, just use when they're down mm-hmm. with us. Same thing with the balls. So we have the wiffle balls also, so no reason to bring that. But if you want to, more power to you. All the right. only thing that I do strongly suggest is, you know, it's going to be summertime frame pretty soon. Bring a water bottle and also dress for the occasion for
sure.
it. Make sure that we stay hydrated during that time frame.
Yep, whether it's cold weather or warm weather, you want to dress for the occasion.
Exactly, exactly.
Right. From 50 North, Craig Swenson is with us. We're talking about some of the activities and programs that they have going on in the month of April. What else is going on?
Well, inside 50 mm-hmm. North, we've always got things happening in 50 North. And when it comes to the inside, we have our wonderful gallery. So starting Monday, April 4th through the mid of May is painter Susan Cran from Owatonna, and then Josie Prinz from Northfield with creative wood burning and painted pieces. Her pieces are just absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They were displaying yesterday, and actually was able to kind of give it a little sneak peek of what she has to offer, and both of them have to offer, and both of them are just phenomenal with these cutting boards that she puts together and the collaboration of the wood burning, and then also it looks like a little bit of acrylic and then also mm-hmm. water paint on her, and it's the colors and how it goes blends so well with the wood burning. It's just beautiful.
Wow, that's a lot of different Would that be disciplines of visual arts going to work on one thing?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so.
All right.
Very, very talented. So mm-hmm. make sure to come in to 50 North. We have that gallery up. No charge for individuals to come in and see the gallery. You can always come in, stop in, and see that gallery whenever we're open.
All right. All right.
Also in April, we will be offering art classes with fused glass as well as paper collage. Make sure to come on to our website or also look for our newsletter. A little bit more information on that. If you want to sign up for those classes, you're more than welcome to sign up online, or you can sign up in person, come to the center to learn a little bit more about those classes that we have going on. The nice thing also is we've got some other great educational classes coming up too. We've got cognition and coordination class with the doctor of physical therapy, Marcy Kramer, 50 North's own. She will be talking about, you know, as we age, fine motor skills, memory, even recognition of, you know, I remember what that object name was, but mm-hmm. I just can't remember what it is. And we get those things.
No, I'm that with faces.
Oh, yes.
I know the face, can't think of the name.
So she'll be talking about different skills that you can do to help mm-hmm. you keep your mind fresh, sharpen those edges, keep yourself going for it. Because I know, you know, even myself at 38, I get those things, and it's frustrating.
It is.
You know, trying to put things together and, what was I just doing? I find that tendency right now. I walk in a room and go, I knew I walk in this room for a reason.
Oh, I'm so glad it's not just me. Greg Swenson from 50 North once again is with us on this National Fun Day, April 1st. We're talking about some of the things they have going on this month and in the future and some ongoing things at 50 North. What else do you have?
Well, we also have our wonderful trips. Mm-hmm. During COVID, our trips kind of were waylaid a little bit due to the different sanctions that they had out there with masks and so forth. And we're starting to see a little bit more picking up with our trips. We actually have one coming up this coming Friday to the Sheldon. Right now, everything is booked for it, but we're very, very happy to be able to go out there and be able to see Colleen Ray this Friday. But coming up later this year, in May 1st, we have the trip to Little Theater in Owatonna, and they're going to be watching Something Rotten. It is on May 1st, 9:45 to 4:45. The trip leader is Norma Monroe. The cost for it is only $70, and we ask individuals to please register by April 22nd. That would be the best thing for you. What they'll do first is they'll go to Cabela's for a little bit, do some shopping at Cabela's. It's a nice location. And then after that, they're going to go to Olivia's Cafe in Owatonna. I've frequented that when I was a child. Love their homemade pie. I mean, mm-hmm. it's absolutely delicious. Then they'll go and they'll go to the play at the Little Theater in Owatonna. The play itself is set back in the 1590s. Brothers Nick and Nigel Bottom are desperate to write a hit play, but are stuck in the shadow of the Renaissance rock star known as the Bard. So there's kind of a little bit of a challenge there between those two individuals trying to find the best one for
All
it.
Right.
So you'll be able to see that and how that plays out.
It sounds intriguing.
And we're also very excited to know that our upcoming trips, a few other upcoming trips, we're a little worried on it because of the shutout that was going on with the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have the Minnesota Twins going against the Milwaukee Brewers. That is July 13th, 10:15 to 4:15, and it's actually a 12:10 game. Cost is only $72, and we ask individuals to please register by June 21st. And then we also are going to be seeing the St. Paul Saints. They're going to be going against the Rochester Red Wings on June 8th, and that registration due date is May 9th. So that's coming up pretty quick here, and the cost for that is only $55.
All right.
We've got people already signing up for it, but I think we're going to have a great group of individuals to be able to go to
yeah.
that.
The Saints, you know, you look at just the two venues that they have, Target Field and CHS Field. Those are two great baseball parks.
Oh, extremely. I mean, outside, what's better?
Oh, yeah, especially in June and July and August, those days of summer. All right, Greg, is that it?
That's well, we also have our volunteer appreciation this month for April is Volunteer Appreciation Month. So we do have an appreciation for our volunteer on April 25th from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at 50 North for all of our volunteers. So make sure that you guys come in for that, because we appreciate all of the volunteering hours, all that you've done at 50 North, and even at the Use the Bit, where we collaborate with the Use the Bit. And individuals, if you're interested in volunteering, we've got many opportunities at 50 North to help out with that, if you're interested in volunteering. And then one last thing, at the end of this month, we've got our annual table tennis tournament. Now, unfortunately, we were not able to do it last year, but we're able to do it this year. It's April 30th. They'll be starting at 9 o'clock with singles, and at 10:30 will be doubles. So make sure to sign up for that, or even come and be a spectator. I mean,
yeah, it's fun to watch.
Oh, it's extremely. It's amazing to see. I mean, we've had as young as, I believe it was 8 years old was the youngest, and the oldest that we had was 98. And they went against each other, and you couldn't tell which one was the 6 and which one was the 98. It was so amazing.
It is fun to watch.
Well, true.
All right. Greg, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. And folks, you can find out more by just going to the website, 50north.org.
Yep, all spelt out.
Sounds good. And we'll see you back next month.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Greg Swenson from 50 North joins us monthly here on 95.1 The One. Rich has one last look at local news headlines next.
When you or a loved one